When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before we get into the cost and the impact of local economies that have suffered school shootings, another bright topic to address today.
Great prep I sent
you. Did you see Luka Doncic on the cover of Men's Health magazine? It says Luka Doncic muscles up, and you would not believe it. He is like ripped. He's not only thinned down, he's got actual definitive muscles in his legs, and he's not fat.
Breaking news, professional athlete works out in the summertime.
Well, how about that, though? He gets traded by the Lakers. So if you were Nico Harrison, okay, the GM of the Mavericks who traded him because he says, we're not going to pay all this money for someone who's fat.
And defense wins championships.
Well, I'm just going to say, Luka was tired. If you watch that Wolves series against him, mm-hmm. He ran out of gas. He ran out of gas in the fourth quarter, and so did LeBron because they had no bench. But Luka being in shape, you know, it'll be interesting because when you look at Nikola Jokic, did you see the video of him going and loving his horse that had won the race?
I've never seen that man happier, so happy for him.
And when he won the NBA title, I was like, whatever.
He and Scottie Scheffler would have a great couple of drinks together.
Well, I think Nikola Jokic, he plays hard. He wants to win the games. Mm-hmm. But that's the way for him to make money, to do the stuff he really likes to do.
It seems to me that he's carrying forth his family's destiny, because he talks about his brothers and how they had opportunities, squandered them, and that they didn't want him to do the same. And I'm pretty sure his older brothers have a pretty big presence. I think they're even at NBA Summer League in Las Vegas. One of them was sitting behind the bench.
And they're getting
terrified.
Oh, and they look like they would beat you up if you got away from it. But he, but he's in shape. No, he doesn't look like he's in shape, but he's in shape. He doesn't get tired. I mean, he runs up and down the floor. He's just got a lot of bulk on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Patrick Mahomes has a little bulk on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a little
dad bod.
In fact, there was a story in The Athletic that talked about that can be very useful to you in sports. So it's not just the look of it. So, I mean, part of what made Luka tough to handle was his size, that he could bump you. But if he's strong and a little sleeker and won't get tired late, it'll be interesting to see how that does. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up as we're a long way away from the NBA
season.
Where is
Luka on your list of greatness in relation to J.J. McCarthy? Like where does it
rank? It's a different sport. I can't say that. I think Luka is certainly a top 10 player in the NBA. It's not even close. Even when he's fat, he is. He would frustrate me if he was on my team that he's fat. But I like it now. Anyway, we all know about school shootings. What's the number one thing when a school shooting happens? Like, obviously we had a mass shooting in New York City today where a gunman went in. He alleges he was suffering from CTE. He was going to go target the NFL offices. He got in the wrong elevator. He ended up targeting some real estate. I think the real estate company that owns the building got to their offices, killed a policeman, killed three other people.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible story, then shot himself. So that's a horrible shooting. And they bring this up. But the school shootings,
It's usually thoughts and prayers first.
Right. It's the Republicans give you thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
And the Dems say we need gun control.
Yep.
That happens every time and nothing changes, right? The two things happen and nothing changes. Okay. And interestingly, what they're saying here is this, the fatal shootings don't just devastate communities emotionally. They also harm their economies. New research shows people eat out less, avoid public spaces, and generally spend less money after a tragedy strikes a local school. This has real economic consequences for neighborhoods that are already reeling. This was a study by marketing professors and a recent study. They looked at household spending in more than 60 U.S. counties that had experienced fatal school shootings between 2012 and 2019. And they found that in the 6 months following an attack, people spent an average of 2.1 less on groceries. In a separate analysis of store-level data from 2019 to 2022, they examined 44 more school shootings and found similar declines. Spending at restaurants and bars dropped by 8%, and purchases at food and beverage stores, a category that includes grocery stores, fell by 3%. For the average U.S. county, this represents about U.S. $5.4 million in lost grocery revenue. Importantly, they found no evidence that consumers spent more on online shopping or food delivery to compensate. The reductions represent real losses in economic activity. By the way, school shootings have become tragically common in the United States. Between 2013 and 2024, there were 1,843 such shootings, nearly three every week. Since the Columbine High School shooting in 1999, 203 children and educators have been killed in these tragedies. We found that school shootings reshape communities far beyond the schoolyard. I was actually surprised that it's only 203 children and educators have been killed in school shootings. That's obviously 203 too many, but I would have thought it was worse than that. It is interesting, though, that the whole economy in those towns goes down. Is it because people are afraid? Is it because people are depressed? Is it just
probably
because,
a little bit of both?
Probably a little bit of both.
People are, you isolate well, when I mean, you go through a tragedy like that, and I guess you get put into fight or flight as any nervous system would. What do you not worry about when you're in fight or flight? Eating?
No, you don't. Imagine if it's one of your children.
Correct.
Or a teacher, or your wife, or your mother.
The reason why I won't have kids.
Yeah, if there's any sort of a, it's really a, but it's interesting to me that, again, that the gun control people, you know, that have that, you would think that the Republicans are all about, you know, money. And here, you know, it's hurting, besides people getting killed, it's hurting the economies. You think that maybe that would spark something.
But what's more important in the mind, personal freedom or the economy? That's a tough question to ask right there.
Personal freedom.
Yeah, or the economy. Ask your neighbor conservative what's more important.
They would say personal freedom.
Right?
I think
most
would.
Yeah. I would think. But don't you think if we look at the choreography that's been danced, seems more favoring of the money?
Yeah, well, when we talk about freedom, right? The Dems say, "Hey, we want to have freedom," but then the Republicans say, "Well, we're the party of freedom," but they're the party of freedom if you follow what they do. Freedom. For example, there was I talked about a Duke professor last time I was on the show here who was really challenging his students, and eventually the students' feelings got hurt, and so they fired him, and so the conservatives took up his cause because they liked that he was challenging their woke ideas,
owning the libs,
but he was doing both, and he said, "I don't want their help because what they think they're helping me because when I challenge the woke viewpoints, but he goes, I also challenge the conservative viewpoints, and I intentionally don't tell anybody what my political preferences are because I'm going to challenge both sides, and if I was challenging the MAGA position with my students, then they would hate me." But because I'm doing that, and then I'm also challenging the woke culture in certain ways, they love me. He goes, I don't appreciate them helping me because they don't believe in true freedom of speech in the classroom. They believe in freedom of speech that is like their what serves them in the classroom. And so when you're talking about freedom, I guess it's just what perspective are you coming from? When we
exactly.
come back, I know it's been a few days since maybe even a week, but my goodness, the Coldplay couple. They just keep giving and giving and giving, including the fact that the former CEO Bigwig, who got caught cheating, is now contemplating, get this, suing Coldplay.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm going to say, by the way, Korzenowski, I host Sundays with Corzo, 10 to noon every Sunday. I was not here last Sunday because my two grandbabies were being baptized, so I had to go to that.
You have grandbabies?
I got two grandbabies and two more coming on the way.
What are their names?
There's Charlotte. She is 19 months old and is talking up a storm.
Excellent.
She calls my wife Lily, and she calls me Pops.
Love it. And Lily, I've never heard that for grandma.
Her name is Lisa. Well, there's a lot of different parents around.
Of course,
this one. It's the blended family. And then there's Grace, and Gracie is 14 months.
Okay.
And she talks but doesn't use any words. She just makes her own language.
I love a good sound effect.
She's very, very she's loud. She'll let you know she's there. She's saying something.
Take it after Pops.
She's not using English yet. So maybe she's using one of these other languages we're getting on the themes that
yes.
we have. The theme.
She's speaking Russian.
I think I got the theme right, though, on the first one, because I said, well, it's a Latino
yep.
music, so I at least got right. So it's all different. It's non-U.S. speaking singing bands.
Anything but English.
Yeah, anything but English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. The Coldplay couple. I mean, if any story was made for radio, it is the Coldplay couple. Of course, you all know what I mean by that, but sometimes some people might not. So Coldplay's Kiss Cam video might be headed from the stadium screens to courtrooms. Fans believe former astronomer CEO Andy Bryan is planning to sue the band and event organizers after the viral incident at the Gillette Stadium show thrust him into the limelight and straight into controversy. If you all remember, they have a song called Jumbotron, and during the Jumbotron, they show couples like the Kiss Cam right? Mm-hmm. We've all seen the kiss cam, right? Where two people are sitting next to each other and you think they're a couple and all of a sudden they're shown and they both go, no, 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 no. Or maybe they're brother and sister, or maybe they're like friends, just, you know, work friends, and they're a man and a woman and they don't want to kiss. And then you get the ones that really go for it, mm-hmm. right? If I ever got on there and I was with my wife, I'd go big time.
You'd go for it. Would you go open mouth? Would you go full blown sucker fish on it?
I don't know about that. That might not be good, but I would do that. So all of a sudden they show up at the Jumbotron and then they just realized, oh my God, we've just been exposed because they weren't married to each other. And in fact, she, like you said, she's a Cabot, and she was,
that means something,
and she's the HR director. So look, I'm guessing that there's a lot of people that cheat on their wives that don't lose their jobs when they get caught, right? I would think it's, CEOs, even CEOs of big companies. Our president, for gosh sakes, it doesn't seem to be real. Doesn't seem really to care that he's cheated on his wives in the past. And frankly, it shouldn't really matter from that perspective. But because this guy was the CEO and he's with the HR director, of course he's going to, he had to resign because he's breaking his own company's policies mm-hmm. versus cheating on his family. Okay. That's why he needed to
resign. You're making us look bad, and that's why we don't want you.
Yeah. Well, a couple funny things. The incident, like I said, now he is thinking of suing Coldplay. And here's what some of the lawyers say. Cameron Dowlat Shahi, an attorney that deals at MSD Lawyers, told the outlet that Brian could theoretically claim defamation if he proves that Martin's comments, because remember, Martin the singer, what's Martin's first
Chris.
Name? Chris Martin. He says, when they ducked, he says, either they're having an affair or they're really shy, is what he said, right?
Right.
He basically alleged they're having an affair. If he proves knowingly false, and made with malicious intent, if he proves that Martin's comments were knowingly false and made with malicious intent, he could win the game. He could win. However, he believes that such a case would be weak. None of those elements will be met, so any claim against Coldplay would be frivolous, he said. Another attorney noted that attending a public concert with 70,000 people significantly lowers one's expectation of privacy. It sounds like he's trying to shift blame, the lawyer added, suggesting Byron's chances in court are slim. Although no one has filed an official lawsuit yet, fans continue to speculate. A reported source close to Byron claimed he didn't consider being filmed or publicly humiliated. He thinks Coldplay made him a meme. Well, they did, but you're out in public and you're standing there and you were on the screen. You don't have any expectation of privacy. And he wasn't defamed. Here's where he would have been defamed.
This is what you were doing.
He would, let's say,
you were prom posing.
Let's say that I'm hugging somebody like that and I'm not having an affair with them. Let's just say maybe they're, I don't know. I mean, some mother, maybe you're just hanging out with, I don't know what I'm saying. But
you're hanging out with somebody in the prom pose?
Yeah. I mean,
platonically.
That does seem, they've admitted they were having an affair. So he's not lying. That's a true statement. If you say a true statement about somebody, you can't be held liable for defamation. It has to be untrue. And you have to, and in some case, it has to be, you have to know it's untrue. It can't just be negligent. You know it's untrue. So that's one other article. Leave it up to the New York Times. This is my favorite part of this story. We were talking about it in the break. Somebody, the writer Yale Cohen in the New York Times says, nobody would say that getting publicly caught on camera having an affair is a good thing. Byron has a wife and family and is now out of work. Andy Byron, and then it's Kristen Cabot. Cabot is a human resources executive, a job that typically involves preventing these kind of workplace flings from happening. So she, too, is now out of a job. But as public displays of infidelity go, the image of this couple has an upside. The upside is especially for women over 45, like the writer of this article. Affairs may be an inescapable future of monogamy, but at least this country captivating dalliance feature two age-appropriate adults doing the wrong things together. She writes and says, there will always be older men with a thing for younger women. We're looking at you, Bill Belichick.
Oh my God.
But the Byron and Cabot affair feels more interesting and more modern. The modern middle-aged man getting into trouble with a modern middle-aged woman. And there's other examples she gives of it. Jeff Bezos. He was 55 when rumors started swirling that he was having an extramarital relationship with Lauren Sanchez, then 49. They are now married. He could have married a 25-year-old supermodel, and yet he didn't, wrote one commentator on a TikTok video. I respect that. Jeff Zucker's CNN career imploded after revelations that he was in a relationship with co-worker Allison Gollust when he was 56 and she was 49. And then Good Morning America co-hosts Amy Robach and TJ Holmes blew up the morning show in 2022 once news of their affair went public when she was 49 and he 45. Robach and Holmes were both separated at the time. They have now said they now have a podcast together. Of course they do. Who doesn't have a podcast now? But at least...
They're not trying to date children.
That's exactly right.
At least it's, those with all like fully formed prefrontal cortex.
Like I've heard somebody say once, you know, isn't it the dream of all old men to date a young woman? I'm not. It's not my dream, I can tell you that. But you get successful. Do you remember, are you a Seinfeld fan at all?
No.
Bob Odenkirk played a Bob Odenkirk.
I know him.
Better Call Saul. And
Breaking Bad,
great actor.
Yep.
And when Elaine was dating him, he was studying for his boards to become a doctor.
Mm.
And he goes, well, Elaine, and she's talking about the future. She goes, Elaine, I'm going to do like all doctors do. Once we become a doctor, I'm going to dump the girlfriend I'm getting. And now that I'm making my money, I'm going to date somebody even better. That's kind of how a lot of men treat it. When we come back, we're going to be joined by CBS News's Jamie Yukis. Welcome back. Korzenowski in for Hartman. Lindsey Brown in for Dave Harrigan. But a regular on this show, I understand, joins us from CBS News correspondent Jamie Yukis. Welcome, Jamie. And I got a quick question for you. We understood that you had asked for Twins tickets next week, and you had asked Jason and Chad if they could have set you up with such tickets. Have they been able to do that yet?
I cannot confirm or deny.
Well, I think I heard that you like have a boot that you're going into a skybox with them. Have you heard that?
I have heard that could be happening, and that's very, very kind. I feel like I bullied them into trying to make this happen, so I'm appreciative that that it's all working out.
Well,
I don't want to say anything to give myself in trouble and not be able to go.
I don't think you're going to get. Well, I was, you know, the boss man told me to ask you that, so I thought I would. By the way, you and
well, thank the boss man.
I will. The boss man should that'll be great. By the way, I used to be a sports writer back in the day in Fort Myers, Florida, back in, I think, from like 1984 to 1993, something like that. So well before you were down there. But that's a fun little town to do news in, isn't it?
Oh, I loved it. I thought every big story actually somehow had a connection back to Fort Myers, Florida, like everyone. And so it was I loved working there. I had a blast. I also loved it because, you know, with Twin Spring Training, as you well know, you got a lot of Minnesotans down there, so it always kind of felt like home.
Yeah, and I still go back there quite often. We go out there usually we go like for a week and we rent a house out in Fort Myers Beach, and Fort Myers Beach is coming back, but it's really quite a bit different than it was back then. But anyway, we love going back there. The first thing I kind of want to ask you is we've had a lot of air quality issues here, given that there's a Canadian wildfires. And in fact, the air here might be worse than in L.A. How's the smog been in L.A. lately?
I think it is worse than here because I have to be honest with you. Right now, it's blue sky and sunshine. And from what our meteorologists have been talking about, we've had like the best weather in the country all summer. We're like well below average in our temperatures. The wind direction has kept a lot of the smog out. So we're having unfortunately, for your listeners, it's been lovely out here.
Now, what are some of the things you're working on? So your background, it says you joined CBS. It says you're the co-anchor for, is this right, for KCAL News Mornings? It's a 7-hour weekday.
KCAL.
So you have a 7-hour program?
Well, I'm on from 7 to 10 a.m., so I'm not on for full 7 hours. Today, I did my show today, and then I went out, and I have a segment that's called Java with Jamie that you guys can check out at kcalnews.com, where we interview really interesting people. A lot of them are in the industry. I actually just got done talking to the guy who developed Doggyland. If anybody out there has kids, they've probably heard of it because it's the Snoop Dogg kid affirmation alphabet, please and thank you, kids show. It's really fun.
Okay.
Not something that 20 years ago we probably would have thought would come from Snoop Dogg, but here we are. And then I've worked on a couple national pieces, which, as a matter of fact, August 7th, coming up very, very soon on CBS Mornings, I will be featuring a Minneapolis restaurant on The Dish.
Wow.
So you're going to have to stay tuned for that.
So which restaurant? You've got to keep it quiet?
It's Van Nuys. I know it's gotten a lot of press. They've gotten a lot of press both locally and nationally. But I got to talk to their chef, who's just such a charismatic, wonderful human being. And I actually got to talk to his parents and stuff, too. So it's a story that I'm really proud of. I'm glad I got to come back to Minneapolis to do it. And it's supposed to be airing on The Dish segment, which is in the 8 o'clock hour on August 7th.
And I'll tell you what, Sunday, CBS Sunday Mornings is one of my wife and I religiously watch that with the horn. It's just on a Sunday when you have all the talking heads, you know, battling it out on political issues. It's just so great to watch a show that's just enjoyable. It's right.
Enjoyable, interesting.
Yes.
Like gets your curiosity going. You learn something from it. There's a moment of nature. Like, what could be better?
And I also like they have like on this date in history, and then they talk about maybe the people they give tributes to the people that maybe have passed away over the last week. It's just a relaxing one, and it's an hour and a half show, and I'll make sure to definitely be watching on Sunday, August 7th. Hopefully I'll be able to get up and watch that when it is. Let me ask you this. So Ghislaine Maxwell, right, the imprisoned former girlfriend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. So two things that she's in the news about. One is she had 1.5 days of interviews Friday with the U.S. Justice Department officials answering questions about 100 different people, her attorney said. And then now she is pressing an appeal to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, on Monday, seeking to overturn her conviction on the grounds that she was unlawfully prosecuted for sex trafficking minors with Jeffrey Epstein. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm a lawyer. I'm not a criminal lawyer. But I can say this, that her appeal is based on something that to me, I think, has some potential that potentially could get her out. It was similar to what Cosby had when Cosby was convicted. He got out of jail because he had made an agreement that he had immunity on some of the things he told the prosecutors that they then used to prosecute him. And that's kind of Maxwell's argument is going to be the same. It's going to be when you cut the deal with Jeffrey Epstein in 2000, I think it was 2009, 2007, something like that, that you weren't going to go after any of his cohorts. So it's a very technical argument. It isn't, I didn't do it. What you were convicting me of, it's that you didn't have the right to convict me of that. You have any thoughts on
that? And I remember, I mean, you remember how controversial it was when Cosby got out of prison. You had it almost, I don't want to say it's the same, but you had, you know, a number of his accusers just absolutely disgusted by the fact that he could get out of jail, and a lot of people very disheartened by it. But then on the other side, you had so many people who loved him and thought he was so beloved and, you know, couldn't believe that he had done something like this, that it really was divisive within a lot of different circles when he got out. And I have to imagine, you know, this would be the same, because as you said, if it is part of the law and there's and you've seen it play out before and it's something that very well she could get out on, you know, I think there'll be people who say, well, you should side with the law. And then there's going to be a lot of people who go, well, wait a minute. Like, look at the crimes she's accused of here.
But the thing is, people,
very tricky.
Yeah, people like to call them technicalities, right? But the technicalities are your rights, right? They're going to come in and prove you committed a crime, they have to do it within the rules, and they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you committed the crime. And then you get thrown into jail if that's the case. But here, if they had made a promise, and again, the devil's going to be in the details, but the Cosby one was, they said, look, if you're now immune, whatever you tell us, we're not going to use against you, okay? So he told them the truth. Okay, and that was useful to the victims, because now the victims were exonerated and knew that he had done that to them. But then they can't turn around and prosecute him for it. And that's what she's saying here, that when Jeffrey Epstein cut the deal, they said him or his co-conspirators would also be protected by that. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see. And now, given the fact that maybe Trump wants her to get out and wants her to be, you know, not feel the pressure of the law. You know, he actually said today, When he was asked, did you catch this? When he was asked whether he had ever been to Jeffrey Epstein's island, this is just the weird way Trump talks. He says, Trump said he never had the privilege of visiting Jeffrey Epstein's island, which last night Jimmy Kimmel made quite a bit of fun of, or one of the late night guys. What else are you working on, Julie? Anything?
Well, you just threw a lot there. the pieces I told you about, I'm working on. I also I have a story coming up with this guy, Case Kenny, who is a motivational and inspirational person, both on Instagram. He's an author. He has a podcast that I really like called New Mindset Who Diff, which is very digestible to people. So if people are looking for relationship advice or trying to figure out different things about themselves or why, you know, how to work through feelings, he does basically, it's just like 7 to 15 minutes. And it's usually something that's fact-based, research-based, has scientific backing, but he doesn't have any guests. You know, his whole thing is, I'm not going to waste your time, but, you know, in 7 to 15 minutes on your way to work, hopefully I'll inspire you to maybe think a little bit differently or be a little bit better or, you know, want to change something for the better within the workplace and that kind of thing. So that's another one that I'm working on right now that I really am trying to gravitate, as we are a world of all of these different, you know, situations happening that are divisive and can be, you know, sometimes the loudest noise in the room. I'm trying to do stories and pick some stories that are inspiring and get people back into kind of an optimistic place. The world isn't so heavy. We all can contribute our small little piece of positivity and move forward.
I love that attitude, Jamie. It's certainly one that needs to be welcomed across everywhere. It at least has ears. And I wanted to shift a little bit into a football conversation because you've had some big time talks with football players. Obviously, you have the two NFL teams there in L.A., Joey Bosa left the Chargers, though. He is being tasked with finishing the job that Von Miller started in Buffalo. Is his movement a big deal for the Chargers, or is it all in on Justin Herbert and the Harbaugh brain trust?
It's all Justin Herbert and Harbaugh. I love that you're, like, so inside baseball on the team in my area. But, no, I mean, obviously – we've been going pretty hardcore on training camp, you know, and just kind of and being down there. But it's really about those two men and kind of what they can put forward and do this season. I think there's a lot of pressure, you know, from the local area. They want to see a good season this season. We want everybody to stay healthy this season. And so there's, you know, it's actually kind of familiar being a Viking fan, where it's a lot of positivity with some realistic expectations.
Exactly, Jamie. Exactly. I'm all in on J.J. McCarthy. Just saying. I'm all in on J.J. McCarthy. I've been saying it all day. I hope I'm not disappointed. Thanks again for joining, Jamie. Much appreciated.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Jamie Ukas with a regular talk. I'm sure she'll be glad to get Chad back, probably, I'm guessing. Coming up next, by the way. I know, there's a lot of Trump, but I do not understand how Trump can agree to approve Paramount's sale to Skydance in exchange for the purchaser of Paramount paying him $16 million to settle a defamation lawsuit. How can that be legal?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, this isn't English either, because this is Louisiana.
Right? I panicked
this
at the
end. This is in the bayou.
You were talking to me. This we were having a good conversation. And before I know it, I haven't prepared my last song to even play.
So on Tuesday, we all know this. The big news to come out of this Paramount was that Stephen Colbert got canned. Did Jon Stewart get canned, too?
Not yet.
He's trying to get canned.
They all are.
And Jay Leno came out and said, you know, these guys are talking too much politics. It's kind of ruined late night. You know, the late night genre is dying. Fewer and fewer people are watching it. And so to me, all that stuff is fine. I mean, it's, you know, does Colbert's going to be fine. All these guys are going to be fine. Okay. And we all know that Trump is vindictive and he wants to take and he doesn't take criticism well. But to me, forget all that. Okay, because certainly Paramount has every right if it wants to fire a late night host, right? There's a contract. In fact, he's probably acting out the rest of his contract because he's going to keep doing it for a while. They don't want to pay him, so they're going to let him stay on the air. So that's not what I find to be the most interesting thing about this. The most interesting thing about this is, let's follow the money. How about that? So on Tuesday, Paramount settled a lawsuit Donald Trump filed as a private citizen with a $16 million payment. On Thursday, Trump's administration finally approved, and it and has been before the executive branch before Trump even became president. Again, it's been up for a year and a half. They've been seeking approval.
So they delayed it.
So on Thursday, Trump's administration approved the Paramount sale after been sitting for a year and a half. And as this writer wrote, you don't have to fill in the blanks on this one. And we're very likely to see transactions like this in the future. Want to do business with the United States? Pay up, more specifically, pay Donald Trump. That's a reasonable lesson to draw from the Paramount Skydance deal, which received formal government approval Thursday and should finally close in the coming weeks, about a year and a half after it was first kicked off. If you pay Trump the money, you then can get approval by his government organization that he largely controls, part of the executive branch. So I did kind of Google and I said, how can this be even legal? And so here's the defense.
You had to Google it. Aren't you a lawyer? Well,
I'm just saying, I don't see how you can get paid legally on this.
That's how backwards this is. Even the lawyer has to Google.
We're always worried when, you know, members of Congress get paid by some lobby group and then, you know, pass a law that favors that lobby group. It goes on all the time. Mm-hmm. But Paramount Global has agreed to pay a $16 million settlement to Donald Trump to resolve a lawsuit he filed against CBS and its program 60 Minutes. The lawsuit centered on Trump's claim that a 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris was deceptively edited to boost her election chances. CBS denied the allegation, stating the edits were routine for time constraints and the unedited footage showed accurate quotes. Well, first of all, we talked about defamation a couple segments ago, and we were talking about the CEO, Paul Byron. What's his name? Paul Byron. The CEO from the Coldplay debacle. Mm-hmm. And he was suing for defamation. What he'd have to prove here, you'd have to prove that 60 Minutes said something that was negative, or one of their guests said something that was negative to Trump that wasn't true. And I don't know that when they edited her comments, she said them. I doubt that they were true. They would rise to that level. In fact, legal experts widely believed Trump's lawsuit lacked merit. However, Paramount was in the process of seeking approval from Trump. So here's the defense. The FCC, which is, you know, Trump is in charge of, that's a federal communications commission, which was reviewing the merger, ultimately approved the deal shortly after the settlement was announced. And guess what? Coincidence! The FCC chairman, Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, stated that the lawsuit and the merger review process were unrelated. However, he also noted that the complaints regarding the CBS 60 Minutes interview could arise during the merger review process, according to CNN. So he brought that up and got it out. It's even worse. As part of the settlement, Paramount agrees to release transcripts of future 60 Minutes interviews with presidential candidates. The settlement does not include an apology from Paramount to Trump. Well, at least they didn't sink that low there on that one. So Donald Trump is now out there. And look what he's done with a lot of the colleges. By the way, the one that's standing up to him, Columbia University, by the way, gave him $200 million. And I don't know where that money goes. Here, this money, this $16 million, allegedly is going into his fund for his presidential library.
Not the gold coins?
Not the mint? Not the gold
not
coins.
The Trump mint.
What about the Trump? What was the new thing that came? Trump Watch?
Trump Watch?
Trump Watch.
Trump Crypto?
Trump Crypto? Well,
Trump University? Don't put your money there. That was already settled.
No, it's so he is basically, it's like he's a mob boss. I mean, pay him and you get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Don't smash your windows.
And he's using his presidential pulpit, you know, it goes back to the Ukraine. When he first had the beautiful phone call with way before the Ukraine war, right? Back in the old days, in his first president, when he was talking to Zelensky and said, hey, you want the aid that Congress has given you? You got to go investigate Joe Biden, right? That's he started this right from the beginning of his first campaign, and he's been allowed to get away with it. And so I'm sitting here going, how can this be legal, right? And so I think here,
AI tell you?
Yeah, well, AI, I just read the AI part. That it's not. Here's one of the callers says, it's not legal. Look, is there anything illegal about Donald Trump suing Paramount? No. Is there anything wrong with Paramount? If you look at these in a vacuum, Paramount saying, even though his case was crappy, and if it was somebody other than the president, they would defend it and would probably get thrown out on a motion to dismiss. It's going to be crappy. They're going to do that. But settling the case, no problem. And then but the FCC the next day approving the sale, all by themselves, they are not illegal. But you put them all together, and it seems pretty obvious that they're paying off Donald Trump to get a favor so that their sale can be consummated.
The finger bone does get to the hip bone if you keep going through the song.
It really does.
It's all connected.
It is. It all connected. All connected. All. So anyway, one other moat before we get out of here. We got, another minute or so?
Yeah, about a minute.
I am very in favor of the Minnesota Twins starting to unload the players that are going to be free agents at the end of the year and won't come here and get as many prospects as you can. It can be the beginning of coming out of this. It could be the beginning of turning this squad around. You have enough good players there that they shouldn't trade. For example, I don't want to see them trade Byron Buxton. I don't want to see them trade Roy Lewis, who's, you know, has a low trade value now, even though his hitting has improved a little bit. But I don't want him necessarily trade Joe Ryan. But if you can get a whole bunch of stuff for Pablo Lopez, who I like, and he's under contract for a couple more years, or Carlos Correa, get his huge salary off the books. If you could get that stuff done, I would love to see the Twins just kind of start over with the core that they have. Now, are you a Twins fan?
I am, when it suits me.
Well, it is now.
Once in a while, I'll go down to the ballpark, and obviously we run a lot of their games here, so I'm uniquely familiar with their ailments this year.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
Go Twins.
Go Twins. Yeah, that's then. But I'm all in on JJ McCarthy. All in. Now Wiggins.
Are you going to get a tattoo? Are you all in enough to get a tattoo of
no,
JJ?
No,
he wins the
no.
Super Bowl. You're not going to honor him like that.
No, the only tattoo I would ever get is if I worked out and I had like really buff arms, then I would do it. Thanks. Stay tuned for Jason DeRussia.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.